A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. You know, it's incredible sometimes where the Gospel readings will take us. When I preached a few weeks ago at the weekend masses, I spoke to you about Rolexes and Cartier watches. Tonight I'd like to talk to you about goats and sheep, the judgment day, and socks. So first, sheep and goats. I never thought I'd ask myself this question, let alone ask all of you the same question tonight, but are you a sheep or a goat? You heard me right. Are you a sheep or a goat? And you can answer that question after I'm done with my homily, and the good news is, regardless of what your answer is, it's never too late to change. To understand the parable that we just heard in the Gospel of Matthew, I had to do some digging. I had to learn more about sheep and goats and why it is that Jesus separates the two of them in the parable presented to us. And the answer is really quite simple. You see, a sheep is led by its shepherd. A herd of goats is led by goats, literally. A sheep follows the voice of their shepherd, and they trust him to lead them to food and drink and shelter. If they wander, and sometimes they do, the shepherd will go out and rescue them and bring them back to the safety of their flock. Separated from their shepherd, they are utterly helpless. Now, goats, on the other hand, they don't follow anyone. A flock of goats, a herd of goats, goes where it wants, and the entire herd follows behind. They browse for whatever they want, and they do their own thing, whatever strikes their fancy. So now that you know all this, I ask you, how are you feeling? Are you feeling more like a sheep who follows the voice of the shepherd, or you feel more like a goat who wanders aimlessly? If you're like me, on most days I feel a little more goatish than others. And if that's not enough, the gospel then tells us that when the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will assemble all the nations before him, and he will separate one from another, just like a shepherd separates the goats from the sheep, and the goats will be placed on the left, and the sheep will be placed on the right. You see, on the day of judgment, Jesus is comparing you and me to the goats and the sheep that will be separated. And the Lord compares goats to those people who in life deny the grace and mercy of God through Jesus Christ. Everything is known about their lives, and everything is wrong. They trusted only in themselves and never in God, and they never listened to the voice of the shepherd. On the other hand, the Lord compares sheep to the people that trusted and depended on Christ throughout their lives. They are sheep because they hear him say, "I have called you by name, and you are mine." They are sheep because they hear him say, "I have loved you unto death, even death on a cross." They are sheep because they heard him say, "Take and drink. This is my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins." They are sheep because they heard God say time and time again those words of absolution, "I forgive you of all of your sins." So when you and I stand before God on that day of judgment, we pray that God will commend us for all of the good deeds that we've done, because God fills our lives with good things. Whether we're feeding the hungry, whether working a job and providing for your families, whether you're loving your spouse and your children, or simply being kind to someone in need, he says, as Deacon Andy told us in last weekend's homily, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But then you say to me, "Father, what about my sins? I want to be a good sheep, but what about those times that I didn't feed the hungry, when I didn't extend a hand of compassion to those in need, when I was angry with God, or when I failed to thank him for all of his goodness? Or what about those times when I confessed my sins time and time again, and then I committed the same sins?" And I would tell you this. There's a story about a man named Martin of Tours. And one day there was someone knocking at Martin's door, and legend has it that it was Jesus Christ. But Martin thought it was the devil that was trying to tempt him. So Martin asked him a question. He said, "What are the sins that I've confessed to you time and time again, but that I continue to commit?" And the man at the door said, "I don't remember. I don't remember." And Martin let the Lord into his house. So what do I see from all of this? What is it that the parable of the goats and the sheep is trying to tell you and me? Very simply, it's something we can change right now. I can, and you can, listen to the voice of the shepherd and follow him. And when we stray off path, when we stumble time and time again, and we will, this is the picture that comes to mind. Take a look at it for a moment and let it sink in. That's the extent to which Jesus Christ will come to save you and me if we hear his voice and if we follow him. So now the last part of my homily, a discussion about socks. I want to share with you a story. It's a story about the kind things that people do in their lives for others. It's a story that inspires me to do better. It's a story that appears in the last part of the gospel that we just heard, where Jesus tells us, "Whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you did for me." You see, I spent most of my early adult life looking through them. I was busy and I was working, I was building a career, and I was running errands, and I had things to do. If you didn't look at them, they didn't exist. You know, those people on the corner with a sign that says homeless or ex-veteran, and I would pray that the light would turn green quickly so I didn't have to pretend not to see them any longer. Or when I worked in New York City a number of years ago, often I would see beggars sitting on the sidewalk, and typically I'd walk by them or I'd simply say no. I was on my way to some meeting or some appointment, and they were disrupting my routine. I didn't say anything mean, I didn't raise my voice, I wasn't rude, I simply marched forward and said nothing. And this is a source of great embarrassment as I look back on my life and on my actions. And then things changed for me. I was at my 25th high school reunion from Belleville High School, and I saw my friend Anthony. We began to discuss the journeys that we had taken in life, and Anthony told me that he had a good job, and then he lost it. He was laid off, and his life began to go into a downward spiral. He became depressed, and he couldn't snap out of it. He lost his home and his family. He was homeless for 3 years, living on the streets or living in shelters. He was finally getting his act together, and he was doing better. And I asked Anthony what the hardest part of that experience in his life was. And he said, aside from losing his home and his family and his job, he lost his identity. You see, when he was homeless, people had no idea of the accomplishments that he made in life. They had no idea of the struggles they endured. They had no idea that he had a good heart and that he was a good person. And then in his time of need, a man approached him with a hot meal and a hot cup of coffee on a cold winter's night. And when they got to talking, the man asked Anthony if there was anything else that he needed. And Anthony told him quite simply, he needed a pair of socks. You see, his socks were torn and his feet were cold. He was wearing the same socks for weeks. After hearing this, the man took off his thick woolen socks and he gave them to my friend. He told me it was the best gift he'd ever received. So now I was able to put a face to a name of all those people that I ignored in the past, all those people in whose faces I should have seen Jesus Christ and been more compassionate. And from that moment on, I changed my ways. But for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, there go you. So I don't ignore people anymore. I look in my sock drawer every morning and I think of all the people who are suffering in this world. Anthony wanted a pair of socks. It put things in perspective for me, because I take socks for granted. I have a whole drawer of them, and Anthony only wanted a pair of socks. You see, my friend Anthony heard the voice of the shepherd through that man who gave him that pair of socks, and it gave him a renewed faith that people could be good. And I heard the voice of the shepherd in my friend Anthony, who helped me to change my ways and to see Christ in everyone who I meet. We were both lost, and we needed to be found. Think of the difference that you and I can make every day. Saint Teresa of Calcutta once said, "We cannot do great things, only small things with great love." God bless each and every one of you and all the good things that you do. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.